Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I've got a lot to get through. And as a matter of fact, before I dive into today's show, let me kind of tell you what I'm going to be doing for you over the next couple of days for the rest of the week. First off, I am going to just kind of go through the news. I'm actually hoping to get an interview or two in either today for tomorrow and or Friday. Because I want to get into these things that I have been ranting about back in December, November timeframe regarding our education system, regarding what the heck's going on to kids, and how our kids are being used as tools, as useful idiots for the Bolshevik Revolution. That there's no way we will be able to sustain the onslaught that is being poured out upon us between 2020 and 2024. I'm praying and hoping that we can keep at bay at least the president until 2024. I'm not convinced that we won't have a larger or another extension of the blue wave in 2020 in the state capitals regarding the state legislators. And I'm not sure Congress won't grow in the color blue in 2020 as well. There are a lot of factors to this, but I believe that there are people out there that can really provide some good insight and some conversation. So I'm hoping to get into that between now and the end of the week. And so I really want to make sure that I can give you a really good picture of, you know, how we are literally tacked to the wall and our only option, there's no doubt in my mind, our only option is getting the red states to stand up. Now, how do we do that? Well, if you live in a blue state, you live in a purple state, or let's say you live in a quasi-red state, but you don't live in a dark red state. If we do not get Wyoming, if we do not funnel money into getting constitutionalists in Wyoming, maybe South Dakota, and in some of these heartland states that do not cost a lot of money, if you compare the cost of a campaign in these, let's call them flyover states, that everybody wants to marginalize, those campaigns are cheap compared to some of these other more contentious states like California, New York, and so forth. If you're pouring money into conservatives in California, all you're doing is doing damage control. If you've got that kind of money, you need to be pouring that money into these dark red states, into the candidates that we will identify as those who will pursue rescuing your state. Because Republic Review will rescue your state. And there's no doubt in my mind that if we can get Wyoming to stand up and maybe a couple of other states in 2020, we've got time. We've got time between now and next year. So I'm going to try to give you all of the information this week, or at least I'm going to try to give you most of the information you're going to get this week, will hopefully motivate you to, one, start saving money, because government costs money to get your person in, because Soros has a machine and they're using your tax dollars to do this. If you want to stop this, your funded revolution in losing your constitution, they're laughing at us because they have stacked the deck against us. That's why I said we're pinned. If we can't make this Republic Review kick off and start moving, then I honestly think that there's not much we can do. I mean, we'll find out. We'll find out if I stop airing after the election of 2020. You may want to start thinking about becoming a prepper or looking at maybe some other place to move where, you know, tropical, where, you know, global governance and all that stuff just doesn't seem to affect you, where you can just kind of retire. I don't know. I don't know what the options are for everybody. There's unique problems. Everybody, most everybody that's listening to Red State Talk Radio, I would say, you know, are in positions of understanding what the heck is going on and maybe unable to do much about it because, you know, I don't know if everybody listening to this show is that affluent to be able to buy their way out of such a bad predicament. Global governance is literally a wide sweeping thing that you just don't walk away from. There's nowhere to go, and it will grow like a cancer to kill the host. And the host are the people, the governed. And they're doing it without our consent. They've been doing it with corruption. They've been violating the Constitution. And as soon as we can get the federal government in compliance with Republic Review, all of these worries will go away. We will thwart their efforts in being able to include us. They will still try to pursue the rest of the world. And they will try to hurt us, but the damage that they can do if we take control of this country is marginal compared to the damage that they will do when they take control. As a matter of fact, Milton Friedman says, just in a financial recovery process, he says it's better to drink the elixir sooner than later because it's just a bigger bill you're going to have to pay the piper for in just trying to settle our debts. So, what is it going to take? Are you ready to start committing? Are you ready to get behind this concept of Republic Review? Are you ready to start getting engaged? Are you getting more people the message saying, you need to check this guy out? In all humbleness, I am only here trying to get leaders to lead. I am not trying to become an elected official. I don't even want to be doing this. I don't know why, but I just know that this is the only solution, and unfortunately it fell upon me, the least articulate, maybe the least brightest in the room. But I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to just go away quietly until I really feel that we're beyond hope, that even barring a miracle. And most people are telling me that's what it's going to take, GR. It's going to take a miracle to get there. And I don't believe so. I believe if just a few people assert themselves, and we've had a few people, you know, if you go look at the GoFundMe, we've had a few people donate. What have I got? About $90 in there. That's nothing, really. But at least that means that I'm not alone. At least it means that I'm not Lot. I can't find somebody. And I truly believe that there are a lot of good Americans. I truly believe that there are people that believe because they're conservative, they're in the right position. And I'm here to tell you, you're not. As a matter of fact, I went into a dialogue with a gal on Facebook basically stating, because somebody was looking to leave California as a refugee and wanted to go to Idaho. And knowing and having, I may not live in Idaho, but I'm close enough to it to be able to tell you what the sentiments are of the people there. And I'm telling you that they're filled with Californians. They see Californians coming with their paradigms and go, well, shoot, we had all these things in California. Why can't we do that here? And that's what they're seeing. But even though that may not be the biggest problem they have, their biggest problem is all the rhinos and the paradigm. Even on the constitutional side, I'm sorry for kind of having these broken thoughts here, but even the constitutionalist I've engaged, I have actually gone through and said, show me where this Republic Review is a problem, where it'll lead you to a convention. They couldn't even give me right here is the problem. They just had the superstition. And so they're so steeped in their biases that they wouldn't even come out to support this. In other words, they wouldn't start demanding that their state legislatures call for basically federal compliance to the Constitution, because that's what Republic Review is. They won't call for an audit and call out the federal government on all of their egregious violations of exercising power that they do not have delegated to them. I mean, this boggles my mind. Here's people I completely agree with, but they're standing up looking at me like I'm the enemy. And I'm going, oh my gosh, you're kidding me. And that's the paradigm that I'm dealing with. And I don't know if it's that three-letter organization out there that is just whispering in everybody's ears in Idaho because they have a tight control. And so my sentiment on Idaho is there's lots of really good people there. And they, most all of them that I've dealt with refuse to even concede that I'm right. They can't prove me that I'm wrong. But they refuse to concede that I'm right. Even the ones that have done all the diligence and gone through, well, what does this mean? What does this mean? Well, that all makes sense, but I can't get on board with this. I don't know why. It's just superstition. And I'm going, okay, there you go. There you go, folks. That's the problem I have with Idaho. But in Wyoming and the Dakotas, it's a lot different. Those folks there, they haven't been corrupted. They don't have that heavy influence from, you know, some supposedly champion of the Constitution, supposedly champion of the Constitution. Because remember, I've told you that over the past 60 years, we have slid so close to communism that this champion for the Constitution doesn't necessarily get a good grade from me, if you understand what I'm saying. And so I'm already at heartbreak, and I haven't even done this is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. So when we come back, I'll try to get into some of these other things, but forgive me for my rant. I've got a few rants to go through, so we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobius Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobius Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their Constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. So those three C's being confidentiality, if you know me by name, and the second C would be being courteous or being civil. And the third C being concise, if you call in, by all means. And as a matter of fact, let me be upfront, because I've got so much to do and my trip to Wyoming, send me an email. I'm going to be changing my incoming intro messages before the show start. to basically say, send me an email if you want to make a comment or what have you, because I'm ending up having to do some pre-recordings. And so it's just impossible for me to pick up. And I'm also going to be putting in a comment line so that you can make the nice, concise little recording. I mean, it'll be limited. So, you know, get it out there and get it, you know, belt it out, get to the point, and I will be happy to air your comments. Speaking of which, I did get a lot of feedback. And as a matter of fact, I'll just mention three names, plenty of other, I think it was like seven unnamed and or people that didn't want to have their names, but Janet, Alberto, and Dan, some listeners, and they were a little bit blown away by the difference in results from DuckDuckGo and Google when you did your Google research yesterday, as I had you make a comparison and comparing, contrasting on just searching for, and I'd have to go back and look because I'm getting too old. I forget the specific details, but I had you look. And if you start doing a comparison and contrast, oh, it was the Do Weapons in California from Fires. Do Fires California. And if you compare the results that you're getting back, why are you using Google? Why is it that you would want to work with a company that is deliberately keeping the truth and the facts from you? I mean, they are a part of the propaganda state. Even though there may not be paychecks or, you know, these blessings coming from the CIA, U.S. government, or what have you, they are all on board with the globalist agenda. And it's more important that they get you into compliance than you get your federal government in compliance. Somebody is going to win this war, and it is an ideological war, and I'll get into that later. But I thank you, Janet, Alberto, and Dan, thank you. Yes, if you start making comparisons, you will be blown away. DuckDuckGo is the unfiltered, untracking internet search engine. I know it sounds silly. I don't care. If they're not tracking me and they're giving me the facts that I'm looking for, that's what's important. Are you going to school? Are you doing night school, working on research papers? Why would you use Google when all you're going to do is espouse the agenda? Start doing your research with DuckDuckGo. Load it as your default search engine. You can thank me later. Anyway, you are listening to the only show that goes through the solutions and the whole magical word. It's the one word that starts with a C, and it's called compliance. The federal government must be forced into complying, or, I mean, I'd much rather them do it on their own, but it has never been the case where government on its own. Actually, I can only think of one time where government did something that was antithetical to what they should have been doing, and that was Egypt with Israel. It's the only time I can think of where government actually let go of its labor force in building the things that they wanted to do, and that was because God intervened. In America, so it was God that intervened in eradicating slavery in Egypt. In America, it was the good people of America that intervened and put their foot down and stopped slavery here, and then we went around the world and stopped slavery. And people want to poke us in the eye. We were the catalyst in ending slavery in the world, but we're the bad guys. You can't make this stuff up. That's why the two things that they don't teach you in school is the two times that slavery ended in the world was driven by one, God in Moses with Israel, and two, by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence, because that was the seed that started it, and we actually fought a war to end it. You got to understand this. We fought a war. Lots of people died to end it. And we didn't stop there. We started going around the world. And if you've never read Thomas Sowell's Black Rednecks and White Liberals, you need to read that so you can put this all into context. What people are talking about, you know, these shills, these tools for the globalists like Reverend Sharpton and so forth, all these people, they're just divisive, evil people that are trying to, you know, continually pick scabs. Those scabs shouldn't even exist. The only reason they exist is because there's people like Sharpton, Farrakhan, and the rest of them that are trying to incite and constantly pick at the host, at the body, at the culture of America. There is no better culture. That's why people are dying to come here. And unfortunately, there's lots of really bad players that are coming here. We had lots of bad players come from Russia to get in here so that they could bring their organized crime and so forth. Thank you to Russia for being a big part of helping the sex slave trade in America. Aaron Tilbury, when I had him on the show in an interview, he clearly pointed out that in the eastern Washington, Idaho area, that sex slave trade, it seemed like the players were all Russian. And so it's not that they're the only ones. I mean, in Central America, MS-13, there's plenty of evil players, and they all want to come here because they all want their racket and be able to run their corruption, because it seems like nobody is focusing on cleaning up America. And the problem is our education system is a veil for all of this. It's not that it's out there necessarily saying we want this to happen, but it is a veil for it because they've been debasing our society. And they've been actually promoting all sorts of bad behavior, and all of it addictive, and none of it good. I could easily go down this path again on the education system, so hopefully I will get there later on this week. But let me grovel a little bit. We do need your help. I need your help. I need some funding to help me to also continually do this traveling. I need to be able to get to Wyoming, South Dakota to meet with some of the senators and party leaders so that we can start instituting the model for South Dakota. Want to get into North Dakota, Kansas, Arkansas, Oklahoma. There are some really good red states out there that I believe could truly lead. The problem is every time I call somebody that seems like a leader because they've got this movement going, they do not care about solving the problem because they're making good money in trying to get you to pay for them and their movement or their education. You know, it's like they're snake oil. And it's just frustrating. I'm not here peddling anything. I do need, and I'm not asking for a lot of money. You know, if you go look, I haven't even put it up yet, how much it's going to cost, but I'm estimating my travel costs will probably be, just for a 3-day trip, somewhere about $1,000 for gas and so forth, and maybe $1,500 total. I think it was over $2,000 for three of us to go, so I'm hoping it'll be a lot less, but we'll see. And I will post that and say, can you please help? Would you like some blessings in your life? Prove me wrong. Help us out and get involved, and then tell me that you're not finding blessings, things that you needed, things that you wanted to do, and so forth. I truly believe that those of us that are involved in righteous causes and supporting liberty is a righteous cause. The framers were truly blessed in what they did, and they accounted for it, and they asserted that without those blessings, they would not have been able to do what they did. So are you looking for some blessings? Who couldn't use some? Get involved. That is the best way to guarantee some blessings in your life. Another way you can support us is, you know, if you drink coffee, buy the Red State Coffee. I know it may be a little more expensive than what you're drinking, but this is top-notch quality coffee, and you are supporting a good cause. The other thing I would ask is, if you want to get involved directly, you don't have money, you don't drink coffee, okay, send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Not too hard. I do appreciate all the emails, and those who want to get involved, keep doing it. We need, don't hesitate. If you want to get involved, send me an email and let us know. And I do respond. When I get to a point where I say, okay, you know, we're going to come up with a different means and mechanism of communicating, when I become that overwhelmed, hopefully by that time I'll have a lot more assistance. Hopefully we'll have the funding and so forth. But at this point in time, we need all the help we can get, because it's going to get really bad. And I don't want to be the one that stood up and said, I told you so. Another thing that I'm hoping that you're doing to kind of help as well, bringing constitutional awareness. Do you have any Constitution Day plans for this coming Constitution? It's coming up September 17th. It's just around the corner. Start planning something. Have a block party. Do something to bring the awareness of the Constitution back up. I can't believe I've gone through two segments already ranting. Forgive me. When we come back, I'm going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And so that way you can actually, you know, sink your teeth into, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood and the stuff I was talking about yesterday. We will be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I appreciate the fact that you're telling other people to tune in. I hope you're not really physically and literally poking people in the eye to say, hey, if you started tuning in, you need to. I need to get the podcast up, so I'll try to make sure before I take off out of here to have all of my podcasts up by Friday so that you are completely up to date, and anybody that is living on the podcast will be able to drink the elixir, let's call it. And hey, it's for free, right? I mean, you can't beat the price. I also want to let you know that in scanning the news, it doesn't look good, friends. It doesn't look like the federal government is just going to, on its own, drop out of tyranny, drop out of despotism. They're just going to maintain their level of tyranny, and they're going to continually ratchet up its tyranny. If you are not afraid of what you're hearing from the left in these presidential campaigns and so forth, you should be, because as they take more control, there is no end to it. You will be placed on the government dole, and then you will be given government jobs and responsibilities, and we will all be completely dependent upon communism and letting the state dictate everything. Your family traditions, marriage, those types of things will be gone because they're not tolerant. You go look and find out how well they tolerate Christianity. There's a war. It's an ideological war. And if you're in denial today, still on that, then I don't know if there's anything more I can say, but I'm going to continue pressing forward in trying to help you see the light that we are in a true ideological war. This is the last war for control for your soul. It's that level of ramifications here. Now, don't forget, there is the Red Pill Expo coming up June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Hartford, Connecticut. If you're not going to be there, you better just come up with a really good excuse for all of your conservative friends, because hopefully they're going to be there, and hopefully they will shame you, because you'll find out. And actually, in talking to J. Edward Griffin, they're going to actually have a virtual offering of this. So go online, and if you can't make it, maybe you should just sign up for the streaming and the other content and so forth that they're going to be offering. There is all sorts of great information that is literally poured into these 3 days. And as a matter of fact, I was talking to Alex Newman. He's going to be there. He was there last year. So anyway, as I said yesterday, I wanted to lead off with the story. And so forgive me for ranting and going down those rat holes. But I think that this story is important. The fact that Trump is moving forward to finally label the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. We all know it is. But here's what's going to happen. Whoever replaces Trump, if it's next year in 2020 or 2021, when this the communist takes over here, then this classification will go away. And we will not have any headway in fighting the Muslim Brotherhood. So that's why this is all so important. And what he's doing really good things. There's just some things that he's not doing or that he's done that I go, you got to be kidding me. Like this USMCA, this United States, Mexico, Canada trade agreement. Are you kidding me? That's all dosed in Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. And the reason it's all dosed with that, because nobody understands that, because the mainstream media does not even talk about it. So it's not legitimized. It's just like chemtrails are not legitimized. Go Tar Fox, or actually, the word you want to look for is NASA and Tar Fox, T-A-R-F-O-X, all capitals. If you go to DuckDuckGo and you search for Tar Fox and NASA, you will find that in the 90s, NASA with the University of Washington started doing tropospheric aerosol spraying, and they were testing prevailing winds and how well the metals that they were putting in the air would reach throughout America. Why? And actually, if you go, I can give you the story. CBS came out and literally said, hey, there's this really noble effort that's going on with 4,000 flights a day spraying up in the air to help us with global climate change. They're even admitting to this, but they're not talking about it because they're afraid they will legitimize and actually let you start connecting the dots and going, oh my gosh, you know, these guys that I've been discounting as radical conspiracy theorists, they were right. It isn't a conspiracy. These are actually things that are happening. And it's, my friends, the word conspiracy actually exists in the dictionary for a reason. It wasn't just some concoction, conspiracies can't exist. We've even found in the Trump dossier and everything else that there was a huge conspiracy to have a coup in America. What evidence? What more evidence do you need? But on the Muslim Brotherhood, if you didn't know, the Muslim Brotherhood was baked into our society, into like the FBI and other federal agencies. H.W. Bush was big in making sure that certain Muslim Brotherhood positions or positions within government, such as the FBI and other offices of the bureaucracy of government is occupied by these Muslim Brotherhood leaders. And Robert Spencer talks about how tragic a day in America when people that were, you know, nothing but Muslims in the office, except for maybe one or two, and they were so brazen that when 9/11 occurred, they cheered in U.S. public offices that the people were dying in America because of this terrorist attack. Now, there's lots of people that talk about the 9/11 truth and so forth. I am here to tell you that if you start putting the things together, you will start understanding that the globalists are doing everything they can to create circumstances to get you to go in certain doors, to lock doors behind you, and to trap you. Now, I know this sounds a little, you know, maybe far-fetched, but let's focus on the solution. I don't care what doors you go in, but the one door you need to be knocking on and opening is Republic Review, the audit of the Constitution. Let's focus on the facts. The federal government has no authority to doing all of these things that they're doing to us. What we need to do is get the federal government into compliance. And the only entity out there that can get the federal government into compliance is the states. So I'm begging you, I'm beseeching you, I'm appealing to you. I'm not trying to admonish you. I want you to willingly step up and say, we have to audit. We got to get to the truth. What is the federal government doing that they shouldn't be doing? If GR is even right, even half right, that's bad. That's really bad, because I'm telling you, 85% or more of what the federal government is doing is unconstitutional. I've read the ratification debates. Most of you already know that I'm speaking the truth. If you have any doubts, challenge it. Go do the research. Don't take my word for it. The day you do the research, the day you actually connect and put two and two together, is the day I'm banking on, because you'll have the epiphany and go, oh my God, he's right. Heavens forbid, this guy is right. And I've been ignoring this for 2 years now. The Clintons and the Obamas were big in pumping more of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamic movement into America, the refugees. This has all been a part of the plan. Yeah, there's a plan. And as they've been saying, the UN's plan, and as I talked about last week from that lady in Missouri that says that this refugee resettlement, they're putting militants in here, combatants into America. Why? Because they want to destabilize America, because they know that we have this freedom of speech and things like this. And the day they can actually stifle me and the rest of the conservatives that are out there entertaining you is the day they actually have full control, because that's when they've silenced the alternative and or the truth. So anyway, I just wanted to rattle on a little bit more on that the Muslim Brotherhood should not be, people that are part of that organization should not be employed in the U.S. government. And hopefully we can keep Trump in office. Hopefully we can get you to actually spend money on this coming election. Hopefully this money you spend will be in these red states to actually be a part of getting the David or a couple of Davids standing up. I am hoping to have a slew of candidates signing pledges to say, I am on board with what you were doing. Please help. And the candidates that I am hopefully getting are challengers to rhinos. We've got to unseat the rhinos, because the rhinos are the problem. They know they're the problem, and they're going to fight. And they've got all sorts of funding from the Union, Soros, and all sorts of other resources to help them. That's why we need your help. So, one other thing I wanted to point out, and it's kind of evident as Barr is going through his shakedown with Congress, I'm actually convinced that he is going to find, or at least he's out to find, the culprits who are involved in the fraud perpetrated on the American people and the president. And I am hoping that he actually has a lot of people doing perp walks, which means that there's a lot of Congress seats that may become open, as well as some other out-of-service public employees or public servants that need to do a perp walk, like Hillary and so forth. But I don't want to be cut off here. We're running out of time. We'll be right back after this heartbreak. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so the important thing I wanted to really point out regarding Barr, I'm convinced that he wants to find these culprits. I think that he is repulsed by the fact that we've become so corrupt in Congress, that our nation is so corrupt, or at least I should say, that the communists that are trying to take control are so corrupt. And I can't believe that there's so many people that think that these people are great, that these people are good. They have no idea. These are scrupulous people. They will do anything and everything. And as I always say, the end justifies the means. They're hardwired into enslaving. And it'll be too late when these stupid dolts finally realize, oh my gosh, these are bad people. How did I not know that? Because they just don't think that morals are important, but because people are just good. Anyway, the question I have is, will Barr actually go to the steps necessary? Because I don't think he will, because of the Constitution. But my point is, will Barr go to the steps necessary in bringing down the media for their role in this whole shenanigan, in their role over the past 50 years in promoting socialism, communism, and focusing on trying to dismantle our morals, debase our society, and actually go after our liberties and saying we shouldn't have guns and all of that type of stuff that the media is culpable for. They have blood on their hands because they've been supporting this revolution and the debasement of our society. They've been culpable in destroying our culture. But Barr can't. But I've been telling you that states can. We need to start rattling and having state legislatures passing laws that actually demand objectivity and honesty in journalism. Having standards, just like having standards for
our state legislators. Isn't it amazing that we have to have standards that policemen that enforce the laws have to pass very specific tests? They have to be sensitive and all of these things. But the guys that write the laws can be as scrupulous as possible. Are you kidding me? You have to have a license for your dog. You have to have all of these things certified, plumbers and so forth. But our lawmakers are literally just puppets for the globalists, and we don't have any standards? You've got to be kidding me. That's why vetting is the most important thing. If you can't even pass, you shouldn't even be allowed to run. Just allowing any Tom, Dick, and Harry, this laissez-faire approach by both the party and by the government itself in allowing anybody to step in, it's a crime. We've allowed ourselves to be taken over by criminals. We've allowed ourselves to be taken over by people that are literally out to do us harm and wrong. We've got to start waking up. We've got to start putting standards to things. Our news needs to have standards. It needs to be objective, it needs to be honest, and it needs to be unbiased. And there's no doubt in my mind that we've been fed a bunch of biased crap from the mainstream media for a long time. And they've just slowly turned up the heat. My parents never noticed it until all of a sudden one day they woke up and go, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? What the heck is going on here? These people are promoting homosexuality. What world are we living in? And back in the 80s, I was telling people, in the 80s, because you could see the agenda in the entertainment industry, you could see the agenda everywhere, that we were in a cultural revolution, or we were at war with just the homosexual agenda and that movement, and NAMBLA, and pedophilia. And now they're coming out of the closet, my friends, again, that they want your kids. And they're trying to legalize pedophilia in many states. That's where we are. We are at a turning point. And I'm hoping, I'm just hoping, that you can actually, you know, wake up. You can actually take that conviction that I know you've got. I know this resonates in your heart. Stand up and do something. Get involved. Commit this year. I'm afraid that if we don't get some commitment this year and in moving into next year with some real support, somehow, I don't know. I don't doubt the Lord can perform any miracle that can move any mountain, but I just don't know that we will be there. I just don't know that we will get that. I think that He needs us to be basically want enough of a change, enough to get involved. Let me move on. I've got a story here that is an alternative view. And if you get the need to know news from G. Edward Griffin, you would be getting these stories. This kind of goes contrary to my perspective and what I've been saying, but I want to give you the alternative, and then I can give you some editorializing on my view because it alters or it kind of conflicts with this. But this is G. Edward Griffin's view on what's going on in Venezuela. Juan Guaido, who, with the backing of the U.S. government, proclaimed himself president of his country, but without the support of the Venezuelan citizens, called on the military to rise up. And it's interesting, but without the support of Venezuelan citizens, called on the military to rise up against President Maduro. Now, I do not believe that the Venezuelan citizens wanted more of the same. They want these young girls, they want their daughters to be selling themselves as prostitutes. Look at the quality of life there. There's no doubt people are voting for change, so you can't tell me that they have an honest election. You can't tell me that the Venezuelan people want the status quo and things to persist and moving in the direction that they're moving. It is not a good sign. So I don't believe, and I believe that there should be an audit. I believe that we owe it to them. They are in this hemisphere. They do fall under the Monroe Doctrine. But Griffin goes on and says, violence has broke out as the National Guard vehicles drove into a crowd of pro-Guaido protesters. Now, Who's in this crowd? Was this the military? Because Griffin was saying that he's calling upon the military to rise up.
but without the support of the citizens. But here are citizens being ran over by the military who are supporting Guaido. So some of this doesn't necessarily make up, but this is, the protesters were near La Carlota Air Base, right? So these are civilian protesters outside the air base. The event may serve as justification for U.S. intervention. Absolutely. Absolutely. If America starts a new war, and I'm just saying the Monroe Doctrine is justification for us being involved. If America starts a new war, it may leave Venezuela in ruins. Now, I do know that the cost of war is great. I do know that the cost of revolution is great. But the results are usually always worth the investment. Our Revolutionary War, our Civil War, in freeing people, in freeing all people, the cost was necessary. As a matter of fact, if you read the Bible, if you're a Christian, you kind of understand that things are usually sanctified by the spilling of blood. And it's unfortunate that we've allowed this to get this far with the corruption and evilness that is embedded itself in Venezuela with Chavez and now Maduro and so forth. I mean, these people, this was an advanced country until communism took over. Anyway, Griffin goes on and says, if America starts a new war, it may leave Venezuela in ruins like Iraq, Libya, and Afghanistan. In addition, 8 million refugees from Venezuela could seek asylum in the United States. Regime change in Venezuela does not benefit Americans. In fact, sanctions placed on Venezuelan gasoline made prices rise in the U.S. Well, so you've got to understand that we have to have sanctions because we cannot support a regime that is doing this to their people. So it doesn't make sense why the gas prices in America going up, if we actually get the support and we actually make Venezuela free again, then we wouldn't have sanctions. Our prices of gas would go down. So how is that not a benefit? Sometimes I'm just trying to tie things together and making sense when some people are so, and talking to libertarians in this anti-violence or anti-aggression, credo that they have, that is absolutely, I do not believe in that. I believe that we have a responsibility to be protective and in supporting protective and supporting individual liberty and individual sovereignty. Now, I know that we've been involved for the wrong reasons or the wrong outcomes when we've gotten involved in Iraq and all these other little Kosovo. There's no doubt in my mind we should not have been in Kosovo because there was no such thing as ethnic cleansing. That was never proven. What was proven was we were actually helping the Muslims get seated in Kosovo and Bosnia so that they could destabilize it even more. And we were just suppressing the locals and saying, hey, these people aren't assimilating. They're the problems. And it's not like they were acting. There was no evidence of these mass graves of ethnic cleansing. You could have gone to FAS.org, FederatedAmericanScientists.org, and they showed you there were maybe 5,000 graves of military conflicts and so forth, 5,000 people in some mass graves and so forth, but it wasn't what you were hearing in the news. And so that's a part of the propaganda that we have been fed over the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years as Rockefeller thanked them for helping them move their New World Order agenda forward. He actually said that, and I've even cited that here. I am G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. So God bless, and we'll be back tomorrow. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty.